Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Time to eye up the enemy as the Packers get ready to take on the Cleveland Browns coming up on Sunday. We'll have the Green Bay football postgame show I'll be hosting with Tommy Wirtz coming up Sunday after the game. Joining me now, a longtime friend, a guy I've known for years. He is Mark Schwab from 19 News in Cleveland, sports anchor there. Follow him on Twitter at Mark Schwab. Mark, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, dude. Thanks for calling.
So as we know, well, you may not know, but I know, and some others know that know Mark. So he's in Cleveland, but the random crazy thing is the dude is actually a Bengals fan. And Mark and I haven't talked in a while, right? It's been a minute. It's been a couple of years. So I went back in my phone. I was like, oh, man, this is great. You know, I'm going to get Mark on and talk about the Browns since he's in Cleveland. The last time I texted you was November 17th of 2023. And my text said, sorry to hear about Burrow, Sparky. That was the last time. And now here we are 2 years later and Burrow's hurt again.
Yeah, I should clarify, I'm not a bandwagon guy.
No, you're not.
My family moved to the Cleveland area from the Cincinnati area when I was 8 years old. When I was 7 years old, the Bengals went to Super Bowl 16, and I was hooked for life. So I just took that with me. And it was growing up here in the 80s as a Bengals fan with Bernie and Boomer. That was a whole other adventure. It was a lot of fun. But, yeah, it sucks. He's not out for the year. In fantasy circles, he's probably out for the year if you play fantasy football. But in real football, it's obviously not good, but this isn't as bad as the other injuries. He's going to miss 3 months. They're 2-0, thank goodness. I think Browning can keep them afloat. He's not Joe, clearly, but he's better than other backup quarterbacks.
Well, Sean Clifford's not the answer from a Packer fan perspective. I promise you that.
Neither is Rippon. I mean, they need Browning to stay healthy, and if he doesn't, then they're cooked. But I think if they can, you know, towards the end of the year, when you get those playoff graphics and there's always the in the hunt.
Right.
If they can be in the hunt about the time Joe's coming back, I think they'll be all right. So it's extremely frustrating. I will say this. The Bengals keep getting ripped for their offensive line. All right, I'm just going to throw this out there. This injury was caused by Dalton Reisner missing or screwing up. He basically just got beat on the play. Dalton Reisner is a very good guard. I don't know why they were – that's the guy that got beat. He wasn't some random sixth-round pick. He's a very good player that they signed very recently to plug that hole. That's a legitimate solve. You go back to 2023, he had two huge injuries. a non-contact calf injury in training camp, nothing to do with the offensive line, and then he tore a wrist ligament throwing a pass. Not really offensive line related. His knee was offensive line related his rookie year because they were trash. And the only other one offensive line related is this one where Dalton Reisner is a good player. He just got beat. So I think some of the criticism on the Bengals for that is a little bit skewed. We'll put it that way. But overall, very frustrating. It does the Ravens a huge favor because now they can just go run away with the division. Even though we're 2-0, I don't know how long we can keep this up.
And the Packers get the Bengals at Lambeau coming up on October 12th. I'm actually going to that game, so looking forward to that. Not as much without Joe Burrow, but it'll be
fun. Not looking forward to Micah Parsons coming down on Browning, no.
But the one that is more concerning at this moment is Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns. So we talked with Mark Schwab, sports anchor at 19 News in Cleveland. Like I said on the show this week, like family and friends should be praying for his health this week. I feel like being a sitting duck with what appears, again, we're 2 weeks in. It's early. Things could change. But through 2 weeks, this Packers defense looks really fast, really aggressive, and really good right now, especially as far as getting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, and Joe is not exactly the most mobile dude in the world. Obviously, he's going to rely on years of experience. And the other thing is their receivers aren't very good. Jerry Jeudy's fine. He's certainly not a bad player. If he's your best receiver, your second best better be really good, and they're not. So
right.
There's not a lot of, but where I'm going with that is there's not guys really getting open downfield. The coaching staff will say, well, we have to scheme them open. Yeah, well, that's what coaches have to say when they don't have the best players. They can only do so much. So between Joe Flacco being Joe Flacco, and by the way, he is their best quarterback. And between the receivers being what they are, and it's not a good offense anyway, this could be a disaster for the Browns. Before the year started, I picked the Browns to win this game because I figured they have a gauntlet of their opening 6 weeks. I'm like, somewhere in here they're going to steal one. I mean, you've watched the league. You know, at some point somebody wins a game that makes no sense. I picked this one. If I had to do it again, I might not pick this one, but I feel like I got to stick to my guns. But it could get very, very bad. The Browns' offense can – I expected them to be bad. They have been bad.
And it's interesting because the offense obviously isn't the best thing in the whole wide world, and we knew that kind of coming in. But the one thing that has been pretty good has been the tight end play from the Browns. And that 12 personnel is something that they rely on probably more than most teams at this point. And Fannin has really stepped up as a rookie and really has shown the ability to separate.
He's been incredible, and he had his fans coming out of the draft. You point to his college numbers at Bowling Green, and they were ridiculous, like 1,500 yards. And you're thinking, okay, he's beating up the MAC. Of course that means something, but you don't expect a guy to come in who was a third-round pick out of the MAC and immediately be able to contribute to an NFL offense, and he has. And so that has been a bright spot for them. They love the double tight ends. You guys probably remember that from Stefanski's days in Minnesota. That's something he just likes to do. They've never really had another good one other than Njoku, and his game is somewhat flawed. David's super athletic, but he's had drop issues along the way, and I don't know if he's ever truly turned into everything they thought he would. So, but now David's certainly good. He's not a bad tight end. I mean, he was a first-round pick. I don't know if, he just quite lived up to that level. But now you get Fannin coming in, and they have two guys. And this does help alleviate some of the issue with the receivers that they have some tight ends. But it also is two games in, I don't want to make too much out of, oh, the third-round pick out of the MAC is a dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
Are the Packers putting the big red circle on that guy in the meetings this week? I don't know. I don't know if they're doing that with anyone, and especially not Harold Fannin, but he has been great to watch so far. It's a fun story. He's from here. He played at Canton McKinley, one of the most storied high school programs in Ohio. That high school won a national championship at one point. It was before Fannin was there. But he comes from a storied high school program here in town. Bowling Green has a Paul Brown connection, and now he's here. So he's a great Northeast Ohio story. If he could translate this and really be a big-time hit at the NFL level, that would be really cool for this area.
Talk with Mark Schwab, anchor, sports anchor at 19 News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In Cleveland, follow him on Twitter at Mark Schaub. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fantasy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Defensive side of the ball, I think that's where there's been some conversation amongst Packer fans of, hey man, this defense is not a joke for Cleveland. They are a very formidable defense. And that run defense specifically, and how effective this Packers ground game with Josh Jacobs can be against it, I think, is something that Packer fans are looking at, knowing that, look, if that gets going, then that opens up the play action, the rest of the offense goes. If that gets stifled and Matt LaFleur panics and goes away from it, then that opens up the pass rush for Myles Garrett and others.
Yeah, look, they should have beat the Bengals. They had the Bengals offense pretty much shut down in the second half, and they only lost the game because they missed kicks. They missed a field goal and an extra point. But that defense, 2 weeks in a row, they did a great job against Cincinnati, and they shut down Derrick Henry. The score last week got out of hand. One of those scores came on a defensive touchdown. Ravens also had multiple short fields because of other offensive mistakes or blocked punts. The score was not quite indicative to what the defense did, and they're legitimately good. Like, before this year, most of us were expecting gloom and doom for the Browns for good reason. But I did say, you know, I can tell you a story where the Browns aren't bad. And it was built along the Browns play good defense and they run the football and the passing game is enough. And, you know, that could translate to wins. It hasn't worked out. And at this point, I don't think it will, although I guess we don't know yet what Quinshon Judkins is on the offensive side of the ball. But the whole reason you could construct an argument that the Browns might not be that bad is because of that side of the ball. Myles Garrett is the best defensive player in the league. If it's not, it's the guy that you dudes just traded for. They're both better than TJ Watt. That's a separate conversation. But if you've got 95 and you've got some other guys that can play and in coverage like Ward and things like that, you can do some things on defense. And they've lost some guys. They lost JOK. He broke his neck, a broken bone in his neck last year, didn't play the rest of the year. They've decided he's going to miss all of this season. And he was really starting to come onto the scene as an athletic playmaker for them at the linebacker position. And then Jordan Hicks out of nowhere just retired like 3 days into training camp. So despite those losses and the loss of Martin Emerson, one of their corners, the defense has played well. And you're right. If you get in a dogfight with them where now that your offense is stuck in the mud and this is a one-score game and 95 turns it on, you can be in for a very bad experience because Myles Garrett can absolutely wreck you.
No doubt. I totally agree with you on that. No argument for me there. You already said earlier that you're picking Cleveland. This was the game that you picked early on in the schedule. We have a connection between Cleveland and Milwaukee, as well as we all know, Jimmy Haslam, owner of the Browns, part owner of Milwaukee Bucks. I was none too happy when that all came out and that he was coming to Milwaukee. And as of right now, it hasn't been train wreck bad by any stretch. We've still been hanging in there doing okay. But I got to know, man, like, obviously, I'm more in tune with Chicago with 670 to score and that train wreck of an organization for the Bears. And they get all the heat for their quarterback misfortunes and everything else. But what about Cleveland? Like, how do you all get yourself out of this funk?
I've been working on it since 1993. The Browns released Bernie Kosar in 1993, and they've never had a franchise quarterback since. Vinny Testaverde wasn't bad for them in like 94, and then they left in 95, but Vinny wasn't anything great. Baker is a whole separate conversation. He was great for like 1 year. There was a lot of stuff going on there. People point to Odell's dad's video. There was more than that. I think I've heard stuff that some of the guys in the locker room, he had lost them. His act was wearing thin. He's a different guy now in Tampa than he was here. Not that he's not any kind of a wild man or anything, but I think he's a different guy. Okay, so the quarterback situation, how much time do you have on Deshaun Watson?
Here's where I'm at.
I will not rip the Browns for the Deshaun Watson trade. If the argument used against them for they shouldn't have got Watson was the off-the-field stuff and the accusation, I am totally fine with that. I will never argue with anyone saying they should have never traded for the guy because of that. That is a very solid point. If your argument is they should have known he was going to be bad, that is absolutely ludicrous.
Agreed.
He was a top 5-6 quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
The third argument for them is, okay, trade for him, but you can't give him that contract, $230 million guaranteed. That is also a bad argument. It was the Browns, Carolina, and Atlanta. There were three teams. The Browns were told basically the first day, you're out. He's not. By the way, the way this worked is the teams went to Houston and said, we would give you this, and if Houston found the package acceptable, they would then go to Deshaun and say, what do you want to do here? So Cleveland had a package to them that was considered acceptable, but Watson said, no, I don't want to go there. Browns were told they were out. Then they gave him the $230 million, and suddenly he became very interested in becoming a Cleveland Brown.
Yes.
Now, listen, the Browns, who have not had a true franchise quarterback since Bernie Kosar, which is the previous iteration of the Browns, by the way. They came back in 99 and have never had one. And it's the biggest problem on the franchise, and you have to go back to the time. At the time they did this, Joe Burrow had just led the Bengals to a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson had already won an MVP, and Patrick Mahomes was Patrick Mahomes. And the Browns and all the other have-nots in the league were saying, we need one of those. And the Browns had a chance to go get one. So the owner said, all right, we're going to write a massive check. And they traded three firsts, and they gave him $230 million. And Sparky, if you won the $200 million lottery, would you quit your job?
Maybe. I might just buy a radio station and run it myself. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, in other words, that's something you and Deshaun Watson might have in common. Because as soon as he got that money, he went from a top 5-6 quarterback in the league to a bottom 5-6 quarterback in the league. I cannot rip the Haslams for that. They spent the money. They made a completely absurd offer to get this guy when it comes to what they gave up financially and the draft capital it required to do it. You cannot rip that ownership, as far as I'm concerned, for not trying and not. I don't know what else he could have done. It hasn't worked out. It hasn't worked out, and I don't know when it gets worked out. And the Haslams, they did a lot wrong when they got here. Like, they were not good, and they've admitted that. They've said, we had a lot to learn. We thought we knew more than we did. The franchise has its issues. I do believe any time a franchise just does not have a quarterback and they just look stupid, a lot of it goes back to ownership and this. Fix the quarterback, it fixes everything. I don't know if you remember, the Saints were considered one of the biggest buffoon organizations ever in the NFL, and Tom Benson was considered a joke. They got Drew Brees, and everything changed. Literally everything, because they got Drew Brees and the head coach, and they did what they did. And suddenly, no one thought of the Saints as the dumbest organization or one of the worst. Fix the quarterback, and it fixes a ton. I realize I'm talking to a Packer fan base that's had a franchise quarterback since like 1991 when Brett Favre came off the bench to beat my Bengals, by the way.
Yes.
I remember listening to that game on the radio.
I was watching it.
But
yep.
This is the quarter. This is what I, you know, this is quarterback hell. This is where they are. And the Bears have been in it too. And they're the only two teams that have been in it this long. It's ludicrous. I don't completely get it, how you cannot get it solved, but they can't get it solved. If they ever do, the entire organization will start to look a lot better from the outside.
I really thought when my guy John Dorsey got there that all was going to be right. You got a guy from a Packers organization, knows what he's doing, he'll do it the right way, and away we go. And then later you find out that, good talent evaluator, but had no idea what was going on with the cap.
No, but I'll tell you, you look at his picks. He drafted Baker. Good pick.
Yep.
Good pick. He drafted Denzel Ward. Good pick.
Yep.
Good pick. He drafted Nick Chubb. Good pick.
Yep.
Good pick. I mean, those were he didn't have too many drafts here, but one of the Browns, another one of their biggest problems throughout the years, is missing on first round draft picks. They didn't miss much with Dorsey here. He picked the talent. What happened after that? And Baker's kind of a long conversation, but yeah. He at least identified talent in the draft and got guys here.
Mark Schwab, he's my guy, a sports anchor at 19 News in Cleveland. Follow him on Twitter at Mark Schwab. Mark, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
It's always fun, dude. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.